Welcome to the Middletown United Methodist Church podcast, the perfect way to catch up on previous Sunday sermons.
Come, Holy Spirit, come. You who dwell within us, open our hearts and open our minds that we might hear from you today in this worship service, all the things that you have for us to hear. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Amen. So I have a question for you to ponder this morning. Which is better? A PR campaign or word of mouth? Is it more effective to have a professional PR blitz or for people to talk to their friends? Now, I have no data to back up my position. It's only a hunch, but I contend that word of mouth in the long run is more effective than a PR campaign. Now, no offense to anyone here who works in public relations. PR campaigns tell us what a business or a restaurant or even a church wants us to know about them. And they'll stretch the limits of their quality and of their services. But a friend will tell you like it really is. A friend will tell you how good the shop is or how the restaurant is or how the church is. If you want the real scoop, you talk to somebody who's been there and done it, not to somebody who wants you to believe what they have to say. So let me give you a little background on today's scripture reading. Paul had been at Ephesus for an extended period of time. He had had some great success proclaiming Christ as Lord and Savior. Matter of fact, he had been so successful that he had gained the attention of the artisans in the city, those who made the idols for the pagan religions. And they began to feel if Paul continued to have this great success, that he would destroy their business. So Paul had to escape the city to save his life. Now, Paul would have naturally been concerned about the Christians who remained in Ephesus. Would they be able to keep the faith in the midst of persecution? Well, the scripture reading today began with the words, "I have heard." In a world without instant communication, Paul was still able to hear about the faith and the love of the Christians in Ephesus. Even in an ancient world, word of mouth was important. The people of Asia Minor were talking about the faith and the love of the people of Ephesus, enough so that the word came to Paul about their faithfulness. So Paul, upon hearing about their continued faith and love, he writes to them and says, "I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers." Paul recognized their faithfulness. He was thankful for them and for the work that they were continuing to do, and he prayed for them that they would know wisdom, that they would be enlightened, that they would know hope, and that they would know the immeasurable greatness of God's power. Now, long before I became the pastor of this congregation, and even before I was your district superintendent, I had heard about your love and faithfulness. I'd heard about it because not of some PR blitz, but because friends were talking about the great things that were happening at Middletown United Methodist Church, particularly your commitment to missions and your ministries to the community. Now, I have to be completely honest with you. When I heard about the great things going on here, I didn't pray for you. I didn't know you that well, so just to be honest. But then when I became a district superintendent and I learned more about what you were doing, I did give thanks for you, and I did pray for you like I did all the churches in the district. But then came the day. Then came the day I was appointed to be your pastor. And after being here for 17 months, I am much more aware of all that you do, of the many ways that your ministries are touching people's lives, helping people to connect and grow and serve. And most important, the way your ministries are serving this community. Now, after having been here, I know names and I know faces. It's not that I have just heard about Middletown United Methodist Church, but I have witnessed it. I have witnessed your passions. I have witnessed your callings. I have seen your faithfulness, your commitment to Christ and to His church. I've observed your generosity. You're not just another church doing good ministry. Now you are individuals to me who have stories, your own faith stories, about your relationship to Christ. And today I do pray for you. I pray for you in a different way than I have in the past. I pray that you may know love and hope and peace. I pray that you may know the immeasurable greatness of God's power in your life. I give thanks for your love and your faithfulness, for your love for God and for your love for this community, for your faithfulness to serve God in this community. I thank God for what you have done to bring this congregation to where it is today. And today, as we make our pledges for Imagine the Possibilities capital campaign, I give thanks for your generosity. I give thanks for the way that you have supported this congregation in the past, and I give thanks for your willingness now to make another 3-year financial commitment to the Capital Fund campaign. Your gifts will keep the general fund money free for doing ministry, for providing wonderful space in which and from which to do ministry. And included in your gift to Imagine the Possibilities is also the gift of Christ to this community. We live in a world today in North America where worship attendance has been on the decline for decades. The number of people who profess to be Christians is on the decline. And we can debate the causes of that all day long, but the bottom line is fewer and fewer people know Christ. We live in a world where people do need to know Christ. They need to know His saving grace. They need to know the love that He has for them. They need to know the power of Christ to face challenging times. And they need to know the peace of Christ in times of chaos. Your gift is giving Christ to this community. Your gift will allow us to continue ministries that reach out to our community. And we are aware of our need for our congregation to be more sensitive and understanding to those who have little or no knowledge of Christ and His church. And so your gift will allow us to develop the ministries that will help us reach into our community and reach that population that does not know Christ, does not understand our faith. Your gift to Imagine the Possibilities also includes a gift of hope. Hope is the one thing we cannot live without. Without hope, we give up. Without hope, we surrender to the darkness of our world. And we live in a world where it seems that darkness is constantly pushing back the light. Without hope, we will come to believe that darkness will extinguish that light. But John's gospel tells us, the light shines in the darkness, and darkness does not overcome it. We live in a world where fear has gripped our lives, and we need hope. And that's the message that the church has to offer the world, a message of hope through Christ. Your gift to Imagine the Possibilities also includes a gift of the future. Your gift will allow Middletown United Methodist Church to live into the future, continuing its ministries of offering Christ to the world, of loving people and giving the people hope. Your gift puts this congregation on a track so that the young children that are here today can be here to celebrate 300 years of ministry. Your legacy Your legacy will be that you position this congregation for the future. Your legacy will be that you have provided a wonderful facility and meaningful ministries that will empower this church to serve this community. Your gift is the gift of the future. And so I give thanks for you. I give thanks for your faithfulness, for your love, for your service, for your generosity. I give thanks for the pledge that you will make and the gifts that you will give to imagine the possibilities. Your gifts, as well as all gifts to the church, are all an expression of worship, an expression of love for the community. I give thanks for your gifts of Christ, your gifts of hope, and your gifts of a future. I not only give thanks for you, but I also pray for you. I pray that you may know the immeasurable greatness of God. I pray that you may know how high and how wide and how deep God's love is for you. I give thanks for you, and I pray for you. And would you pray with me? God, I give thanks for the heritage of this congregation, for those who have come before us to position us for this moment and for the time ahead of us. I give you thanks for the faithfulness of this congregation today, for their enduring commitment to you and to this congregation, and for the abundance of their generosity. May the individuals in this congregation know your grace-filled presence. May they know your immeasurable greatness. May they know how high and wide and deep is your love for them. Oh God, fill them today. Fill them with hope and peace, with joy and love. And may that overflow from them into the life of our community. As we make our pledges to imagine the possibilities, may they see their pledges as an act of worship and service that they get to do, and not as some sense of obligation or duty. God, we join with you to imagine all that is possible for this congregation as we seek to love you and serve you, as we seek to love and serve our community. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forevermore. Amen.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to stay connected to Middletown UMC in other ways, you can visit our website, our Facebook page, or download our church app. If you would like to show support to the church and the ministries that help so many, you can use our online giving feature on the website or app. Have a blessed day.